This is VOA News. I'm Krista Melton. The White House on Tuesday announced new measures to increase the rate of vaccinations against COVID-19, including distributing vaccines to select pharmacies across the country. In a statement, the White House said the Biden administration will increase overall weekly vaccine supply to 10.5 million doses nationwide beginning this week. The statement noted that this constitutes a 22% increase in vaccine supply since President Joe Biden took office January 20th. The statement also said the federal government would reimburse states and territories for supplies like masks and gloves as the U.S. continues to battle record numbers of virus infections and deaths. The announcement comes as many states have complained they don't have enough vaccines to inoculate vulnerable populations. Still, data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows that more Americans have been vaccinated against the disease than have contracted it. According to the CDC, 32 million doses of the vaccine have been administered in the United States. As of Tuesday afternoon, the U.S. had confirmed 26.4 million cases of the virus. Amazon.com Incorporated on Tuesday said founder Jeff Bezos would step down as CEO and become executive chairman of the company as it reports its third consecutive record profit and quarterly sales above $100 billion for the first time. Net sales rose to $125.56 billion as consumers turned to the world's largest online retailer for holiday shopping. Bezos started the company 27 years ago as an internet bookseller. He said in a note to employees that he would stay engaged in important Amazon activities, but also wanted time and energy for other projects, such as the Bezos Earth Fund. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department has officially declared Monday's military takeover in Myanmar a coup, triggering restrictions on some types of foreign aid. The State Department announced the designation on Tuesday, saying Aung San Suu Kyi, the leader of Burma's ruling party, and Win Myint, the duly elected head of the government, were deposed in a military coup on February 1st. Foreign aid that helps the country's citizens, including humanitarian assistance and democracy support initiatives, is expected to continue. Myanmar's military on Monday detained senior party members of the ruling National League for Democracy, saying the government had not acted on allegations of fraud in November's election. It then declared a state of emergency set to last for 1 year. The NLD took the most votes by far in the November elections. A new session of parliament was due to begin on Monday. U.S. President Joe Biden signed executive orders Tuesday to continue dismantling former President Donald Trump's restrictive immigration policies. During the signing, Biden said, "I'm not making new law, I'm eliminating bad policy." Biden's immigration plans include an attempt to reunite families that were separated at the U.S.-Mexican border. In the first hours of his presidency 2 weeks ago, Biden acted to halt the construction of Trump's $16 billion wall along the border and set a far-reaching immigration bill to Congress. U.S. lawmakers have been deadlocked, with liberals looking to ease the path to U.S. citizenship and conservatives seeking to stem unauthorized immigration. Biden's immediate focus is on the southern border with Mexico, where Mr. Trump tried to keep thousands of migrants from Mexico, Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala from entering the United States. Turkish police on Tuesday arrested more than 170 people in Istanbul and Ankara as a month of student protests against President Recep Tayyip Erdogan reached some of their most violent clashes to date. Turkey has been hit by rallies across major campuses since last month, after Erdogan decided to name a party loyalist as the head of a prestigious university in Istanbul at the start of the year. Police fired tear gas and plastic bullets at protesters in Istanbul and shielded themselves from missiles hurled at buildings. Police said some 104 people were arrested in the sprawling commercial hub of Istanbul and another 69 in the capital, Ankara. The rally had been banned because of the coronavirus pandemic. And the U.S. Senate confirmed Pete Buttigieg Tuesday as Transportation Secretary in President Biden's administration. Buttigieg, one of Biden's opponents during last year's Democratic presidential primaries, is the first openly gay person to fill a U.S. cabinet position. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.